Yo, y'all should already know my voice. Yo, this is Breeza from Feeling the Breeze. Yo, check this out. Y'all niggas is tuning in to the Wingman Chronicles. Ignorance at its motherfucking finest. So, y'all need to light your blunts up, pour your drinks, and come feel my nigga right quick while he bring y'all this shit. Now, ladies, this ain't the time to be sensitive right now. So, y'all gonna have to eat this shit on what my nigga about to talk about. So, having said that, if you ain't listening to the Chronicles, I don't know what the fuck you doing. But you better tune in. Now, let's get back to that nigga show.
Nigga, you ain't authentic, you test tube. Nigga, you ain't authentic, you test tube. Poster stamp, you fake, that's how I address you. Nigga, you ain't authentic, you test tube. A carbon copy, mock me, burn rocky, that started sloppy, nigga. BM, Asian bars in the BM, more paper than 3M, you see me fly when you see him. Situations I know you wanna be like, put it in your character, now you wanna see it like I nuke his damn air lights. Thinking they see me on no goddamn mic, or damn dime a day, or MK shining laser ray, quest to get to play, no shit just decay, old like a fossil, we dig that shit, nigga, we own it, ain't shit, and these bitches that I used to fuck, they say I ain't shit, and that's cool with me. I got the guard degree, I flip the C, a fucking MC. I'll battle you for the 2 weeks of pay, and I'll be out there and the crowd be like, go MK. Shit, we Brooklyn with the motherfucking keys. I took the mic and disappeared at fucking ease, and reappear right there as Robbie Keys. We won the twins when we MC. Nigga, I spit a hardcore, I'll battle your mama. I smoke Obama with your mama, nigga, we laugh up like the Obama family. We presidential like Lyle. Over instrumentals, robotic like a sentinel. The way I kill a sentinel, ill individual in the ER, nigga, conditioning critical. Throw your ass in the tree bars, I spit tree bars, I hit the trees hard, and you say, oh God, nigga, it's something there, lightning and flowing, cause I'm representing, I'm showing. You can get the nuts like scolding, origami ass niggas, I get to fucking fold them, nigga. You fucking goofy, shoot off the two piece pocket, it. Give me that mic. Mother, you ain't rockin' it. Me and my motherfucker brother be rockin' it as soon as the damn mixer do put in the socket, bitch. Get in your pockets, bitch. I'm a digger, informing phase, rhyming things. We standin' out front like titties on Carmen Hayes. And a sports fire, I just blaze. I maze with the grace, I got the slow with the pace. I can change them expressions off your bitch ass face with them pussy lips. When I be spittin' written, nigga, it be diction missing. Crossing crew sufficient. Man, listen, we all titans and no more monomous, but ain't no monomous, rise up being titanous, transform and roll out, nigga, just like I'm Rodimus, I'm on top of this, like a peas, Papadopoulos, a pop and shit. Postage stamp, you was fake, that's how I address you, nigga, you ain't authentic, you test to you.
Oh, y'all about to indulge into the ignorance at its motherfucking finest. Yes, the ignorance. We're going to do something differently tonight. Do you remember when you was younger and y'all used to joke around? You know, remember the me Chinese, me pay joke, me put pee pee in your coke. You remember that shit, right? Remember, nigga? Right? Well, tonight, we're going to do it a little bit differently. It's going to be a story time, and I'm going to be real creative tonight. So tonight's thing and theme is going to be called Mr. Chicken, Mr. Beans, and Mr. Cracker. It do, man. Yeah, it's fine. Y'all ready, man? Let's get it, man. Now, let's talk about Mr. Chicken. Mr. Chicken is a caged bird and shit, back fresh on the streets. Still trying to adapt. Oh, it's a shame. It's a shame, right? When chickens get into delusionalized and shit, it's institutionalized. I got braces, right? You be locked up for a long goddamn time, man. It just make me shake my motherfucking head. A waste of black chicken life and shit. But Mr. Chicken, right, really think he boss hog. He think he boss hog, right? A hog. I make bacon out of hogs. For real, man. Shit, nigga. Right? I make bacon. I make the thick rind bacon and shit that you get from a place called Hickory Sweet and shit. You know what I'm saying? The actual motherfucking butcher. I cut that ass up like Morocco. Right? But listen. Listen to me. Listen to me. Oh, man. Mr. Chicken got an attitude. Right? He think he the illest motherfucking chicken that's supposed to claim respect. Even Mr. Chicken, the arrogance, right, is like, well, fuck Mr. Beans and fuck Mr. Cracker. Amazing. Behind closed doors, right? But when you put them in a situation to have some bean dip with them crackers, Mr. Chicken failed the test. Mr. Chicken has been giving me some strife and shit. And it's a lot of Mr. Chicken ass niggas out here, right? Mustard down their back, right? You gotta check them too, you know what I'm saying? Because let me let you know about Mr. Chickens. Mr. Chickens ain't really that smart and shit. He's outwittable. You can outwit him, you can outthink him. Yeah, right? Yeah, you can outthink him and shit, right? He's still trying to deal with reality outside the goddamn pigeon coop and shit. Mr. Chicken tried to bang on me, like, what the fuck? Like, you know, like, nigga, wait, hold up. Hold up. And then I had to turn into Dr. Joe Clark and shit from Lean On Me and shit, right? I had to get on him. I had to get on him, right? And it was a situation where I turned into Mr. Crackers and I started, you know, I said, hey, what you ADOS and shit? I want your land and shit. I want your land. I got legislation. I want your land. Because that what Mr. Crackers do, straight up, you know, they legislation, especially on Mr. Beans and shit, right? They want to build a wall to keep the beans out. Real shit, right? Mr. Chicken. I'm sorry, I need to hold up. See, there we go. I need to correct that. I needed to correct that here right now. I'm going to edit that out. I didn't like that. But, you know, Mr. Chicken's got a chip over his shoulder and shit, man. And it's like, he really think he want to, like, you know what I mean, right? You know what I mean? Because with chickens, you can't, you know, man, especially when you outsmart them or something like that, they say, oh, you using big shit. No, no, I'm using what we call wisdom and shit on you, right? Look, if you're retarded, you shouldn't play smart games with smart people. We was playing a game, me and Mr. Chicken, of who's more poisonous. And I said, nigga, I'm more poisonous, nigga. He doubled down And I brought him in that conference room against the Mr. Crackers and shit, right? And Mr. Beans, and he had to explain himself and shit, right? And I knew that fucking damn, woo! I knew that buzz, that motherfucking buzz. That shit came all the way down. Because now Mr. Chickens, you got to think. He has to think because the surveillance is on you. The spotlight is on you. Everybody's watching and listening. And I noticed something from Mr. Cracker that Mr. Cracker likes to take notes. I'm learning how to be Sid Vicious. Oh, so this is how it's motherfucking done, right? Man, bro was saying no. But I was saying yes. And that nigga was sweating out that Murray's wave grease. Boy, can you feel the pressure? Nigga turned a cold piece of coal to a goddamn diamond. Do you feel the pressure? Now, you average folks out there, right? Listen to me, right? I don't get it, man. If you out there, you working and shit, you just want put in your goddamn time. Don't be up there fucking with goddamn management, nigga. You will lose, nigga. Man, don't even build that type of reputation that you were, man. You'll be a target. Get your ass up the fuck up out there because you fucking up the flow, right? Chicken up here, man. Roasting, nigga. I can smell them cooking and shit, nigga. We air frying them. Right? And, you know, my colleagues, they just using my shit as a reference and shit, right? So I know Mr. Chicken's a little upset. But he can't get upset right now because he do too much of thinking right now. You got to think. He under pressure. You got to ask him. It's a shot clock. Ask the new questions, right? And then respond with intelligent answers. And he was struggling. Mr. Chickens ain't gonna fucking make it, though. He got a break. And right now, I'm really not trying to be Ebenezer Scrooge around Christmas time and shit, you know? You know, even Moses is saying, let my people go. Just let my people go. You know what I'm saying? Right?
Valley Traditional High School is in the middle of a racial controversy right now. A teacher used the N-word towards a student. The word is only 6 letters long, but the impact is far-reaching. And we do want to warn you that some of the language in this story is strong, and it may offend you, it may offend some other people. But since the story is not just about the N-word, it's also about the teacher's intent and definition of the word, we have decided to leave it in the story for you to decide.
We ain't going to just leave it in the story. We going to marvel at his explanation of using the word nigga. Let's get it.
What did he say specifically to you?
Sit down, nigga.
Uh-oh. Something is funny about that.
Warning! Warning! Bullshitter alert! Bullshitter alert! Warning! Warning! Bullshitter alert! Bullshitter alert!
Warning! Listen to me. And it ain't the marijuana that I'm smoking right now. I personally think this dude is clout chasing. He's clout chasing, right? Because mommy gonna get him a new mongoose with Megs and shit. Mag pegs, right? Free Will and Tycho Nyko, you know, cliffhangers. Get him that Techno Bowl and Larry versus Bird, even a Genesis. Put up your finger banger's finger. That shit sound fishy as a motherfucker.
Keyshawn Chambers is a freshman at Valley High School, a Boy Scout, a football player.
Tonight's Wingman Chronicles, keep in mind, right? His name rhymes with Mr. Chicken. So if Mr. Chicken ever comes across to the Wingman Chronicles and he's like, he's talking about me. Yes, but I'm not talking about you, but I am talking about you.
When I say whoa, I mean whoa.
Member of the ROTC, an honor roll student. He was hanging around his teacher's classroom door in December. The teacher told him to sit down, and the teacher says that Keyshawn used...
Not only did the teacher tell him to sit down, his mama and his fucking daddy and shit, it was like, sit down, but probably ain't no father in the home. This is the 90s. Now, I want to give this white person the benefit of the doubt to have the courage, right, to not only explain his usage of the word nigga to an African American. Fuck it. Let's just hear it.
The N-word first.
And I just kind of was stunned a second. Well, then get away from the door, nigga.
Classic. See, it puts black people in a funny little, quarrel with ourselves because he was wrong for using the word nigger, but it wasn't nigger. And he had the courage enough to say it like the Mexicans say it. And we know the Mexicans say it all the time. He said, get away from the door, nigga. And right there, clout chasing, go manifest. This teacher, he stood his ground like George Zimmerman, right? But he paid the penalty and also got that black family a trip to Disneyland and shit on his courage to use the word that he don't supposed to use, but the word that we use all the goddamn time. Nigga!
And I repeated the same insult because that's sort of what I've been trained to do.
The school
The teacher snitched on the goddamn school board right then and there. Because I was trained to do. Right? And the teacher right now is acting like Mr. Chicken. Saying he ain't got proper training.
Uh-oh.
It's the school board fault. And he said he replied the same insult back to him. Now, since he's dealing with black children, 13, 12, 14, 15, right? We all know you cannot say anything of that nature around some black militant beat your ass. Black men. And you definitely can't say that around some niggas. He should have watched Die Hard 3. That word gets for affirmative action. But let's keep it a buck, right? The context of the very word, the usage of the word was absolutely correct. Get out the door, nigga. Get out the mother. Nigga, his mama said that shit all the same time when she pulling this goddamn head. Get out the door, nigga. Out there being nosy. I know the police out there. Get your goddamn eyes up out of there. Somebody shoot you and shit. Get away from the goddamn door, nigga. He forgot goddamn. He should have put that in there. He would have been absolutely correct. Get away from the goddamn dope, nigga. We know this Caucasian gentleman on his time off of that hard day of school with them badass kids, he pumps in some Richard Pryor and shit. Did he say it right? He said it right.
But he was in the motherfucking wrong, though.
Says that is not what they trained English teacher Paul Dawson to do.
He tried to say I said it, and for some, and I didn't say it, and no one else in the class knows that I said it.
Warning!
Because I didn't.
Warning! Bullshitter alert!
Cloud chaser!
Bullshitter alert!
Cloud chaser! This nigga got his mama a Benz off a technicality.
Bullshitter alert!
Hey,
warning!
Black people, listen to me, right? I'm with you. This some real shit. But nigga, I see the motherfucking fuckery. Don't you see the fuckery? He sounds like he been coached and shit, but it was too late. You know, you gotta understand the ramifications of this news clip. Right? It got attention. It got attention in the black community. And, you know, some of us was probably like, Stall the European dude out. When he listen to DMX in the car, he don't pause. He say, what these bitches want from a nigga? Nigga? I just wanted to throw that in. Y'all ready for the Wingman Chronicles, man? Ignorance at its finest. Anything less would be uncivilized. Now, let's talk about Mr. Beans. Mr. Beans, Mr. Beans. Mr. Beans, listen to me. I gotta respect Mr. Beans, nigga. Today, man, Mr. Beans must have hit the vape pen hard. Woo! Came in also, watch this shit, right? I already knew. It was going to be another situation like we had with Mr. Chicken, right? Mr. Chicken. I am cooking, sweating, right? And, you know, I was dealing with Mr. Chicken because he was like a thorn in my side, right? And it's like I had to show him who's boss and shit. But this one really didn't have nothing to do with me, right? It had to do with, you know, one of my colleagues and shit, right? So here we go, right? Man. We on the Zoom and shit, man. And nigga, Mr. Beans wasn't giving a fuck. He wasn't giving a fuck. Now, let me educate y'all. The only reason Mr. Beans is ain't giving a fuck because he got another motherfucking job. And that's what I noticed. You people out there, you got another job and shit, so you a big strife to another one and shit, right? Especially if they ain't treating you right. Now, I ain't saying I wasn't treating dude right. Dude told me, he was like, look, hey, bro, I'm gonna fuck up all week. Fuck these niggas. I'm gonna fuck up all week. All week? Even on my day up, I'm gonna fuck up all week, nigga. All week? Man, Mr. Beans got cojones, nigga, and shit, nigga. He got cojones. He ain't fucking around. Gotta respect that shit. I sat in the corner and shit while this was going on. I was in striking range if something popped off and shit, right? What? Nigga, that's FMLA. I need time off. I can sue you, nigga. I can get money out of you. I can clout chase. I'm safe. I'm safe, nigga. And that shit on a Zoom camera and shit, on live on camera and shit, nigga, I'll take that. That shit'll be a TikTok, make me famous. Bring you motherfuckers to the motherfucking show. He's hip hopping, non-stopping. The motherfucking show. Right? Let the curtains open up, man. They start asking dude questions, and he was like, nah, fuck that. Let's talk about this. Ooh, shit. We controlling the meeting? Man, he was like, I don't give a fuck. Y'all can fucking fire me, nigga. I'm like, oh, this, man. Look. We got homeroom in the building. You know, homeroom, HR. Homeroom in the building. Man, he told the lady, like, lady, I don't know who you are, but, you know, you don't know what the hell you talking about. Like, goddamn, the arrogance, nigga. The arrogance, nigga, was very motherfucking entertaining, nigga. Mr. B's is going out, nigga. I had to like, oh, shit, he about to do a Vegeta and shit. Let me run for cover. And I respected him, right? Because he brought up a situation and shit that was already handled because I had a situation, right? You know, where I had to stand my ground like George Zimmerman and shit, right? You know, I had to keep it real. And that was like in the rule books. It was in the rule books. I went to that Vatican and dust them goddamn books off, start reading. You know, I'm on shit before I make a complaint. But see, I was doing a little bit too much, you know. And the shit got handled right. We back on track, right? So I wasn't even thinking about that shit, right? Because it ain't nothing to me, right? Because the motherfuckers apologize, right? They knew they was wrong. So dude was bringing that shit up, and I'm like, you know, I ain't even tripping about that. I'm just seeing, like, what degrees he gonna say, how deep he gonna get there. But, you know, I had to respect him because, you know, on the low-key, I was talking big shit. He didn't bring that up, so I had to respect that shit. He kept his word. He went out with a bang. Man, when you call, man, like, your higher-ups, nigga, like, old dude, like, oh, yeah, look here, old dude, like, whoa! What? Like, whoa, man. Look, that shit got so intense. I had to throw up the tea. I had to say, time out. We ain't getting nowhere. It's, man. And see, here's the thing. See, what I'm learning is it's a language called business, right? And even my peoples, they be around me and they notice that, nigga. I'm starting to speak that language, nigga. That language, nigga, is funny than a motherfucker. Funny as a motherfucker. I know for a fact, nigga, my higher up, nigga, went to the goddamn cabinet and pulled down the vodka, nigga. Right? Mr. Beans, nigga. Mr. Beans was on some Saturday Night Live shit. He was cutting the fuck up. He was asking one damn thing, nigga. Fucking fire me. Fire me. And guess what? He got what he asked for. He got his wish. See, I knew he was going to go out with a bang today. On the low key, I put in a little bit of Dr. Claude Anderson's work, and I already did his goddamn shit today. It was like, hey, you know what I'm saying? All right, man. Gotta keep the machine running. This shit ain't got no time for no damn oopsies on the last minute. I was already on that shit, nigga. It's a possibility it's gonna rain. It's a possibility that you're gonna get canned today. So, you know, high 90s. That shit was blowing my motherfucking mind. This shit blowing my damn buzz off. Right? Goddamn sitting in there, boy. Woo. You know when you be like, hey, man. They be like, no, man, let me see freedom. Okay, go ahead. Seek freedom. I've learned something, right? I done had plenty of people, right? But it's been after the 90 day. This is my first time, like, you know, how did a 90 day work? It's so many rules, right? So many rules. You know, what? Warning, write up, what? Progressive, what? It's so many rules. But the rules is, nigga, before goddamn 90 days, you can't get let go. Get your ass up out of here. Right? Mail you your check. Right? But today I learned something that out of dude's clownery disrespect, man. Nigga, he didn't want that shit no more. He was asking, and I'm noticing my colleague taking notes, and you know, and when I watch him operate, my thing is I don't want to have that end game with him because I already know how it is. I'm watching him work. I'm learning that shit too, right? I'm watching him work, man. He was taking notes of that goddamn shit. Homeboy wasn't giving a fuck and shit. So when it came to, you know, you getting some legislation, I was looking, it was like everything that motherfucker said and shit, right? But it was a confusion going on, right? It was like, hey, you know, if you get a little violent, I was like, nah, he ain't, we can't, man, I wasn't even tripping off that. You know, I felt like him at one time. Like, you know, you want to state your case. And the other dude, man, the other colleague, right, that I guess they had a situation or something like that, man. He was turning it up on him, nigga. When he said, I quote, man, that's some bitch shit, homie. I said, damn, nigga. That nigga said, this is some bitch shit. On the zoom, 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 man, blowing my motherfucking mind, nigga. Like, damn, nigga, he go, Mr. Bean's going out with a bang.
Terry shed so many tears. I suffered 20 years to shed so many tears.
And now, the homie from LA to UK, man, introducing, without further ado, the good brother, the lover of pound cakery, right? Raise your bloods up and light them. Introducing, without further ado, UK. Motherfucking water. Let's get it, goddammit.
Oh, hello. It's your beloved brother, UK Woody. It appears that Kanye West is mad at Dave Chappelle, saying that Dave Chappelle, when he did the Saturday Night Live thing, he said that Dave Chappelle is an atheist. He doesn't believe in God. This is what Kanye said. And that basically, that he stole his jokes from this other white guy who claims supposed to be a white supremacist, who's talking about some white supremacy stuff, according to Talib Kweli on some posts he did on Twitter. Say that Dave Chappelle allegedly stole jokes from him, from this guy that did the same type of joke, I think, in 2017, that Dave Chappelle took all this guy's material, and Kanye said that Dave Chappelle should pay some type of royalties back to this white comedian that made these jokes back in 2017 or something, I believe. But we know that Kanye is just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Let's be real. I threw the towel on Kanye a long time ago. Like I said, I could separate his music, the music that I like from back in the day. I could still listen to it, but all that new shit I can't fuck with. But other than that, man, I don't really mess with Kanye like that. I let Kanye just keep on, basically gonna keep hanging himself. He keep this shit up, he gonna hang himself, and he's gonna be basically down in the dumps. He keep this shit up. He gonna keep self-destructing, and you know, that's basically what they do. They let you self-destruct, and then it's sad to see him go through that, but you know, when you put yourself in harm's way, and people try to tell you the right thing, you don't want to listen, so what else can you say? Just scratch your head, keep on moving. It's your beloved brother, UK Woolley. Support the UK Woolley Show. Thank you.
Let's give it up up for Mr. Crackers. Boy, Mr. Crackers was upset. Upset, man. Make the peers sweat, man, with the legislation, man. You already know, man. They're the higher up. You know what I'm saying? It was like, hey, get him the fuck up out of here now and shit. My higher up on my ass. I'm trying to take break. He don't understand. Like, look, you know, our delivery coming in. This is a little time. I need to eat. Blood sugar be low, right? I need to eat. I already did half of Mr. Bean's goddamn work because I already know tonight, nigga, he's going to pull a motherfucker. Fuck that shit. That's going to make me work harder than a motherfucker at the end of the shift. No, we don't operate like that. Nigga, we got what? Sight beyond sight on that shit. You got sight beyond that shit, right? We already handled that shit out, right? It was like, nigga, right now, nigga. And I had to tell him. I had to tell him, man. He said, cool, man, fuck this shit. Nigga went out like a champion. Fuck this shit. Woo. But I had to admire him on his way out, right? Now I know how I would act if I had lottery money and shit. You knock the fuck out. Like, what? Like, what? Especially, you know what I'm saying? You like, it's on the way. You know you done went down there. It's on the way. You trying to be honest, Abe, and stack up every little coin and shit, right? But then to treat me to be a little raw and, you know, your woman to call and tell you to check your account and then they got all them zeros and shit. And you know, you act fucking differently. I think you act differently, man. You might even turn into Mr. Beans and go out with a bang. Damn, nigga, I had to respect it, too. I told him, man, on his way out, I said, man, you got cojones, man. You got cojones. He's like, fuck this job. Woo! Double down on it, nigga. Double down on it, man. Mr. Crackers don't be playing, though. They do not play with that fucking business. You will lose your shit, nigga. Sometimes I be thinking they be putting me in them situations. But thinking I'm gonna fight these motherfucking niggas and niggas and everybody and shit like that is gonna get that wild. Hell nah, nigga. It's security. It's security. Nope, I ain't gonna be out there wailing up on a nigga and shit like that at the workplace. Hell nah, nigga. I take them lumps, nigga. I take them, nigga. I'm over there be like, damn, some nigga fucked you up today and shit. He's like, don't worry, I got more time to spend with you and shit. Play Minecraft Dungeons. Stop laughing, Breezer, nigga. Shit, nigga, play Minecraft Dungeons, nigga. I can sue your monkey ass too, nigga. Give me this paper. I'm comp chasing. Nigga, I got me a little coin stashed up, nigga. I'm about to go bum rush a Jew lawyer, nigga. I'm about to get me some money, nigga. Penalize your ass, nigga. Straight up, nigga. It's business. It's all fair, nigga. Guess what? Listen to me. White people do it. Shit. They penalize your ass like a motherfucker, nigga. Mr. Crackers don't play, nigga. Right? But I know today, man, Mr. Crackers opened up that goddamn cabinet, nigga. Got that vodka out of there. We got that vodka out. Hey, you know what? Mr. Crackers is the type. Yo, check it out. Man, Mr. Crackers is the type, man. Got that professionalism down pat, right? But I'm still waiting to see the real nigga in Mr. Crackers. I know he was having a nigga moment. That shit was outstanding. I had to call motherfucking time. Time out. All right. I think we came to a conclusion. Nigga, these last 2 weeks been some heated weeks, nigga. Stop laughing, Breezy. Niggas is getting canned like a motherfucker, like sardines, nigga. They dropping like flies, nigga. And I already know Mr. Chicken, nigga. Mr. Chicken ain't gonna make it, nigga. He ain't gonna make it. Mr. Chicken ain't gonna make it. Because I'm gonna roast that ass. I'm gonna tell you something, man. You know, I'm at this age, like, you know, look. You ain't gotta like me, nigga. But you gonna respect this shit, nigga. Your performance, nigga, fucks up my motherfucking money, nigga. So, you know, I'm keeping it real. Stop laughing, Breezy. I'm keeping that shit real as a motherfucker, nigga. Your fucking performance fucks up my bread, nigga. Especially at a time like right now, where the job is like, hey, if you could be innovative and creative and save us money, we could give you goddamn money. I said, how much? $5,000? Oh, shit, nigga, I need that. Shit, let me do two of them on the damn side and shit. That's enough to send my damn kids to Walt Disney World, Orlando and shit. What? I gotta come here and fix some shit? Nigga already up in this motherfucker fixing some goddamn shit. Like, I'm Mr. Deans. Mr. Crackers is paying good right now and shit. I mean, let me tell y'all something, nigga. You gotta do a motherfucking job that nobody don't want to do, nigga. That brings longevity and shit. You gotta move it on up. You gotta move on up in that motherfucker, man. You gotta move on up in that motherfucker. But I've learned a dangerous game, man. I'm just trying to tell you, man. And the 48 laws of power, man. That shit is essential in the workplace. Shit. See, right now I'm myself and shit. Right now I'm myself. But when it's time to go to that motherfucker, I'm a different motherfucker, nigga. Put Mr. in front of my damn name, goddamn. That's to be fucked with. It's like damn thinning the herd, and I just want my team to just handle their business, right? Just handle their business, and you know, just get the right people. I think I got some right people, but you know, and sometimes you might stress yourself off, like when they go fall by the wayside. Let me let y'all know something, nigga. They do it to their goddamn self, nigga. They surprise you. You're like, oh, today's the day. They surprise you. They surprise you, man. It's very entertaining. It's very entertaining, man. And it's like, you know, I see people up under the pressure, but I'm gonna let you know something. Nigga, every week, nigga, that pressure is in that conference room. Yeah, you know, it's just like, I keep it real with you, nigga. On the low key, nigga, my boss be trying to get on my ass and shit, nigga. He be trying. I gotta let him do that shit, you know what I'm saying? Makes him feel important and shit. You can't be too smart. It's still a game. We gotta play till we win and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to be a good quarter, man. I ain't trying to walk in great man's shoes and shit. Them niggas will run over you and shit, right? Nigga, one day you be good, nigga, one day you be gone. It's longevity, nigga. It's longevity. It's a balance, man. Gotta get in where you fit in. You know one thing about Mr. Crackers, though? Shit, Mr. Crackers will help you out with your cheese, though, nigga. In an instant, nigga. Instant, nigga. White privilege recommendation, nigga, to a black nigga life. Nigga, instant, nigga. Dope, nigga. Instant, dope. Like, damn, like on the referral. On the referral. That's what I said. Important performance and reputation. You know, I just be sharing my life in these funny ass situations. And today, man, hey, man, Mr. Beans went out with a motherfucking bang, nigga. Uh-huh. ain't seen one like that in a long time, goddamn. That was entertaining. The blunt was lit, man. I tell you, man, he must have hit the vape pen and came back in like, nigga, let's get this shit over with. Let's get it. I was like, let's get it. Let's get it, man. I was fucking up, though, nigga. I was like, nigga, what a volume button, man. I feel like I'm old in the computer. I'm like, damn, nigga. He had to point it out to me. He was like, man, come on, get this shit over with, man. The volume button in the right corner and shit. Nigga, you got to log, get all the screens out. I felt dumb. I said, fuck it, this shit. You right, man. You right. And that was Mr. Chicken, Mr. Beans, and Mr. Crackers on the Weed Man Chronicles tonight. Do we come whack, nigga?
Hell no.
You goddamn motherfucker right. Salute your wig, man. Come on, get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. Hairy nuts, they suck. Go ahead, I cut off a couple niggas and get the fuck on. Place it down, bigger bet, strike and get my butt going. Hoping that I can hit, fuck it, I get my luck going. When you're stuck strong and fucked up situations, have to wear the gown on like you was a patient. But times coming and tough, you gotta be patient. Look at both sides, them shits becoming Jason. The niggas wear masks on their faces like they Jason. They put you in a situation that your heart racing. White folks catch you, throw your ass up in that cage. I'm gasoline on the track, matching, now it's blazing. Facing Star Trek and light spears. MK, nigga, Quasimodo for off ears. Nigga, I tell you, can't fuck with this here. Boom, bam, wow, nigga, your shit disappear. Leave it in his, rest it in piss. I slip, ultimate diss, you can't fuck with this, nigga. I slay you and your man sex. I see bitches with breasts, bitch, you transsex. Get off my balls, 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 get off my balls. I spit this shit raw, nigga, get off my balls, 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 get off my balls. Get off my balls. I spit a raw nigga. Get off my balls. Get off. Well, that was the Wingman Chronicles, nigga. Thank you for participating. And having a good time. Laughter is the best medicine besides Mary Jane. Shouts out to the motherfucking breezer. Go feel the breeze. Go feel the breeze. Feel the breeze. And check out, man, LA, the motherfucking UK. Nigga, the good brother. The good brother. The lover of Power Cakery. UK Wallet. Hey, on some real shit before I close. Hey. I'm motherfucking impressed with the team. Especially my dog, UK Wally. He's fighting himself, man. And I told him, man, all you gotta do is just find yourself and just stay in character. Hey, y'all know how it is, man. Los Angeles, stand up. Shouts out to Tyrone, he locked up. Free Tyrone, yo. Free Tyrone. Make sure you go and tune in to the show on YouTube. Find me in the search engine. hit that subscribe button, right? If you privately, you like the ignorance, right, and you want to show your love and support, the best way that you can help me is to really take a subscription down, you know, to help the machine generate this income of me just doing this freely and turning it into something else so that I can feed my family, you feel me? Everybody else doing it. I know the cursing is much. I say nigga a lot. But once again, and it keep me from sticking you up at the gas station, putting my pistol to the back of your peanut head, and then having the end result to go to one of the white man's prisons and shit, because I done fucked my life up. So I don't want to fuck my life up, right? I just want you right now to fuck off a little bit of blunt money and shit. Well, ladies, I know you out there, you know, you get your hair, your nails done and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just give me $5 a month. Right? I know you going to go to Sunday's church and you going to give it to Jesus and shit. You going to give him a whole $20. You going to give him a whole $20, right? You know? And to my niggas, you know, you buy weed, right? You know, just, you know, you want that super, super fire, right? You know, just you know, get that regular fire and shit. Just let me get five off the top. You know, can I have five? Hold it. The Cash App will be down there below. You know, the Cash App ain't moved. It's still at a magnificent, astounding number of zero, right? Zero, shit. And let me let you know something. These platforms, they really encourage us content creators to beg and shit. So right now, I'm checking you out the door. All right. The Wingman Chronicles. I got a new one coming too. A Friday Female Fuckery. So with that being said, man, you know, I got work to do, and this was some work, so I hope I can get paid from it. Man, I hope y'all have a good, blessed motherfucking day, right? I want you to find some money on the ground and shit right now. I want you to come up. I want you to come up. Get my prosperity pimping on. Y'all have a good one.